And here comes another Outside the Box, taxing your mind every week. Today's topic is the People's Budget. $1.15 trillion. According to the National Priorities Project, that's the U.S. discretionary budget proposed for 2016 by Barack Obama, not including entitlement expenditures like Social Security or Medicare. Over half of that amount, $625 billion, is going to the Pentagon. Of the rest, it's all much smaller amounts, $74 billion for education, $72 billion for housing and community development, $70 billion for veterans benefits, $61 billion for health, and so on down to $13 billion for food and agriculture. The discretionary budget comes from the individual federal income taxes that many of us pay. Other groups calculate the numbers and percentages a little differently, but the bottom line, no matter who calculates, is this. About 50 cents of every income tax dollar sent to the IRS winds up paying for our current huge military and the legacies of past wars, such as veterans benefits and most of the interest on our national debt. Contrast that number with a series of penny polls that I and others did with 3,500 people in Maine a few years ago. We gave each of them 10 pennies and asked them to vote with those pennies for their favorite government programs, where they would like their tax dollars spent. Participants could put their pennies into jars marked transportation, general government, housing, health care, education, national debt, veterans benefits, environment, food and agriculture, and defense. Whether at polling stations on election day, in front of post offices or supermarkets, or even at a Memorial Day parade, the results were consistent and surprising. The winners in the penny polls were education, 20%, and healthcare, 18%. Veterans benefits and the environment came in at 13 and 10%, respectively. Food and agriculture, housing, transportation, and even interest on the national debt all got between 6 and 9% of the pennies. Defense, which currently gets about 50 cents of every dollar, got only about 5% of all pennies, about 1/9 to 1/10 of what the Pentagon now gets. The only category that defense beat was general government, which includes the wildly popular Congress, the justice system, and the White House. What's wrong with this picture? It sure looks to me like the government programs that people want their taxes going to are not where the money is actually going. We get lots of bombs, wars, and soldiers, but not nearly enough for schools and health care. There have been and currently are plenty of attempts to transfer more spending toward education, health care, and other social programs and away from the Pentagon. Unfortunately, many of our so-called representatives in Washington appear to vote on behalf of the military-industrial complex rather than the citizens who elected them. How would you like the federal government to spend your income tax dollars? And what can we do to prevent this corruption of the democratic process? I'm Larry Danziger, making sure that all my money goes only to social programs and none to the military.